Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle joining us on the Sunrise Morning Show. We have several of Donna's books, including her very latest, The Domestic Church, Room by Room, that we want to give away to you. So please consider an end-of-the-year pledge to help the Sunrise Morning Show launch on EWTN. When you call now and make a pledge this morning, we will give you one of Donna's books. Matt is standing by to take your call. It's 513-731-7740. Donna, thank you so much for being with us on the Sunrise Morning Show.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. How are you today?
Very good. And how is your new book doing?
Oh, great. I have two new books, The Domestic Church Room by Room and Grace Cafe, Serving Up Recipes for Faithful Mothering. And I'm working on one right now for Penguin, which will be out next year. So no rest for the weary, they say, right?
Well, these are great books, and we want to encourage our listeners to call now at 513-731-7740. Make a pledge of any amount, and we have one of Donna's beautiful books to give to you as a gift this morning. Donna, the Vatican just released Dignitas Personae, addressing some of the bioethical questions facing the modern world. How important is it for the Church to be a part of these conversations, do you think?
Well, extremely important for the Church to be part of this, because the Church is protecting human life, and that's what it's all about. We're talking about a little baby, a little human being here. And through the eyes of a mother, you know, we recognize what people will call fetuses as a real child, you know, a little baby. And it's the Church's duty to protect human life from conception to natural death.
When we talk about bioethics, there's a lot of technical language. Even that term bioethics has sort of an impersonal feel. But from a mother's perspective, how do you think about some of the questions involving the earliest stages of human life?
Well, again, this is a baby, and only time and nutrition really are needed, and God's grace, of course, so that that baby can grow within the mother's womb. So a mother sees, hopefully, unfortunately, every mother doesn't see it this way, and this is why we have to get the word out and help the young ones, especially the young mothers, to understand that this is a baby. It's not just a blob of tissue. But through a mother's eyes, we see, hopefully, a mother in a family, in a marriage, sees this as a baby and knows that the Church is right in proclaiming the conception, you know, a baby, so that we need to get this word out to the world, actually, and this is why it's so wonderful that our Church upholds the dignity of every human person. And we need to try to find a way, as mothers who believe this with all our hearts, to get that word out and help our neighbors, our families, our nieces, and our coworkers, through our example and word even, just to understand this. So the terminology won't be so, you know, hard to understand if we can show it in our example and our word in a loving way.
Mm-hmm. So-called pro-choice advocates, people who are in favor of abortion, will often refer to a fetus as a fetus or as a mass of tissue, when we know that it is an actual life. How can learning how to properly think about these issues help us to truly see the dignity of every human being?
All boils down to the recognition of the human person as a human person, you know. Like I said, the time and nutrition are all that's needed for this little supposed blob of tissues to grow into a baby that can actually see the light of day. And if we do our part to educate others in so many ways, using the media as we are right now, or write letters to the editors about the issue, we can really help. I once wrote a letter to the editor years ago and said that an expectant mother is not given a fetus shower, she's given a baby shower. And, you know, just little things like that might not seem that brilliant, but these things can help change the way we're thinking, change some mentalities. So this, like you said, that blob of tissues. And we have to make it our duty to do what we each can do to promote the dignity of the human person. And like John Paul II told us in Mulieris Dignitatum, women are especially entrusted with the human person, the human being. And this entrustment is given to us all, men and women alike. But we have to ask ourselves, maybe, what are we doing to protect life?
During the Christmas season, we'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke and the story of the visitation when Mary visits her cousin Elizabeth and John the Baptist leaps in Elizabeth's womb. Now, if that doesn't bring to light the life within a woman's womb, nothing does.
I know. That's such a beautiful, beautiful time.
Yeah, very powerful statement. One of the stickiest issues of the day is the question of adopting embryos that have been created for research. What does Dignitas Personae have to say about that?
It seems that the Vatican really kind of stopped short of issuing a definite no to embryo adoption, which infertile couples would adopt the embryos that were frozen during the the process, the in vitro techniques, and those babies had been abandoned. So there are probably many, many couples, thousands, who would love to just adopt those babies, but the Vatican has said it is praiseworthy, but they haven't really given it a definite no.
But it did put a nix on just creating babies or embryos for research.
Oh, of course. Oh, absolutely. I don't mean to mislead anyone in that way. I just meant the babies that are already frozen. Some may want to save them and adopt them. But the experts say this might be a little bit open, the babies that have already been created, but we'll have to wait and see and pray many prayers about this. But the Vatican definitely said this is absolutely not ever right to create babies in this way and to discard them.
And the document addresses questions of fertility. For couples having trouble conceiving, what does the Church say about what is and what is not acceptable?
Well, it always opposes in vitro fertilization and related technologies because those involve separating conception from the conjugal act, and because it also often results in destroyed embryos. So the Vatican always says that life needs to be created through the marital embrace of a husband and wife and not in a petri dish. So a married man and woman give themselves to each other. They become a reflection of Trinitarian love that God allows that husband and wife to enter into a communion with God as a creator, and that is the way that human life is to be created. So the Vatican is always against life created in a petri dish.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, thanks for sharing your insight with us. Your book, The Domestic Church, Room by Room, and your other new book is?
Grace Cafe, Serving Up Recipes for Faithful Mothering.
Good. We've got those linked on our blog, sunrisemorningshow.com. Sun is spelled S-O-N, as in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Donna Marie, thank you for joining us this morning. God bless you. A blessed Advent and a beautiful Christmas.
Same to you. Thank you so much. God bless you in your work. It's exciting. You're joining in with EWTN.